Hello and welcome. This file is called CamDum, and it's a pretty complex oral worship slash dumbing down trigger. Now, whenever you're wearing your trigger string and orally pleasuring a person on your list, you're going to find that just their taste and their scent will melt your thoughts away and make you incredibly addicted to their taste. You want to pleasure them, you want to worship them, you feel submissive to them. And the more you lick them, the more your thoughts will melt away, and the more cum-dumb you will become. And the more addicted to pleasuring them will be, you will become. And of course, the coup de grace is when you taste their cum, and it will completely intoxicate your mind, and you will stay in this mindless and completely addicted and submissive state for quite a few hours before slowly reverting back to normal. Now, as this fight is pretty intense and gives everyone you allow to use it an incredible amount of control over you, there are two safeties. The first is that you need either a string or bracelet that you are wearing around your wrist while you are listening to this file. This will be your CamDum trigger, and only when you are wearing it will this file have any effect on you. Now, the second safety is that you have to write a list of names. It can be a single name, it can be multiple names. And you have to write down the list before you start listening. And you can at any point remove people from the list or add people to the list. That's completely up to you, and it only works when you do it. Now, if you have at least one name on the list and you are wearing your CamDum string and you are ready to experience this, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go, if that is what you like to experience. You can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep.
At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can
sleep
so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go
and drop.
That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper.
Just sleep, just drop,
falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number.
5.
Falling down deeper and deeper.
4.
Sinking, floating, drifting.
3.
So heavy, so warm, so deep.
2.
Dropping and falling.
1.
And 0.
Sleep.
0.
Sleep.
Just letting go. So deep. So relaxed. So comfortable. In a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper.
That's right.
Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe, and if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you, or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2 meter thick steel walls. and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time, time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there, weightlessly, in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly. And there's no temperature, because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin. And you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank. And you are completely sealed in this tank. In darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden, secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe. Right now, in this tank, you are probably the safest person in the world, and yet, you're alone. You're isolated. Alone with your thoughts. And you know what isolation does. How it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself. How your mind will grow quiet. How you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli. How you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you. A light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body. And you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet. And it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself. Or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along peacefully, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper
and deeper, and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time. Time to give you a new trigger. That's right. You are getting your Kamdam trigger. Now, because this trigger is going to be very potent and is giving the person, any person you are becoming addicted to, an incredible amount of control over you, there are a few safeties. Right now, you should be wearing a string or a bracelet around your wrist, and that is going to become your Kamdam string. And that's the trigger. And only if you are wearing this string, this is going to work for you. Now, the second thing you should have done before starting to listen to this file is writing a name or multiple names on a piece of paper. And for additional safety, this trigger will only work with anybody on this list. Now, of course, you can at any point, even in the future, add people to the list or remove them from the list. And you know, it will only work if you add people from the list or remove them from the list. Nobody else can make this decision for you. It only works when you yourself write the names on the list or scratch the names from the list. That's right. And of course I want you to have a joyful and fun experience. So there's one more safety. Should anything unexpected happen, even while you are wearing your trigger string, anything that could pose a risk to you or your reputation or would bring any kind of real harm to your life, you will find that you will instantly and automatically revert back to your normal self so that you can deal with the situation at hand. You're going to find that all the effects will instantly fade away even if you are still wearing the trigger, because your own subconscious mind will always keep you safe. And whenever anything unexpected happens, you will instantly revert back to normal in order to keep you safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, you're going to find that all the effects of this trigger will become even stronger, simply because you know that you can experience them safely. That's right. And now it's time. Time to install this new trigger deeply into your mind, so that whenever you are wearing your Kamdam string, you are going to be completely controlled by their Kam. Now, before we begin, there's one more thing I want to specify. This file is gender neutral. It will work for every person you are writing on the list. Of course, it is completely up to you whom you're going to put on the list. But once you put them on the list, you will become completely addicted to them. Completely addicted to orally pleasure them. Well, not straight away, but as soon as you get a taste, you will quickly become completely addicted. But let's start at the beginning. Now what I want you to do is to imagine the first person on your list. Imagine them standing before you. And then imagine them standing before you naked. And then imagine yourself kneeling before them and directly looking at their sex directly in front of your face. And now imagine their scent, because that's the first change you are going to notice. Just smelling their scent will turn you on, will make you horny, will make you needy, will make you crave to taste them, to pleasure them, to orally worship them. That's right. Take a deep breath and inhale their scent and feel how it affects your brain, how it triggers a deep need, a deep craving, a complete addiction. That's right. And yet, that's only the beginning. Because you are going to find that just smelling the scent affects your mind. It makes all your critical thinking just melting away. All the complex thoughts in your mind just melting away.
because you are controlled by the scent. It arouses you, it drives you, and it reduces you. That's right. Just smelling their sex reduces your mind, makes it more primitive, easier controlled by its lust. You will simply find your intelligence melting away, fading away, as your mind regresses to something more animalistic, as your desire, your need, your heat begins to take over your body and mind, and the desire to pleasure them, to taste them, to lick them, is growing inside your mind. You want to orally worship them, and just smelling their sex drives this desire, pushes this desire. With every second you have the smell of the sex in your nose, this desire is growing stronger and stronger and stronger, with every single second growing exponentially, while all your other thoughts simply melt away, simply fade away, as you regress to something more primitive, more feral, more animalistic, a creature controlled by its lust and pleasure and desires. And with every second you transform more and more. You become more and more enthralled by them. You want to pleasure them. You need to pleasure them. You crave to pleasure them. That's right. Simply smelling their scent is changing you. It's reducing your mind. It's turning you into a worshipful beast. It's giving you so much control over you already. And yet, this is only the first step of your cum-dum trigger. This is only the tip of the iceberg. Now imagine, they give you permission to pleasure them, to worship them with your mouth. And now imagine doing it. Imagine pleasuring them. Imagine tasting them. And feel how much stronger everything becomes, how much more you're controlled by your lust as you lose yourself in the pleasure of pleasuring them. Experience how tasting them, instead of just smelling them, makes you even more mindless, even more horny, even more submissive, even more controlled. That's right. And with every single second, you will drop deeper into the state of mind. You will feel more and more controlled. You will feel more like this helpless animal in heat that is controlled by its alpha. You will be sexually submissive. You will be filled by the desire to pleasure them. And all your higher thoughts, all your intellect will just melt away with every lick, with every single motion of your tongue on their skin, as their scent fills your nostrils, reduces your mind, turns you into a simpler being. And with every single lick, you can feel it happening. You can feel your mind changing. You can feel yourself being reduced to this little worshipful beast, this mindless animal that's easily controlled. And if just tasting their skin has this intense effect on you, can you even imagine what's going to happen to you once they begin to lubricate? Once you begin to taste their pre-cum, to taste their pussy juice, can you imagine what that's going to do to you? How incredibly this is going to confuse your mind, to reduce your mind. Almost as if you are licking up a powerful poison that's intoxicating your mind, that reduces you more and more as your pleasure takes over, as you are more and more controlled by lust and pleasure with every single lick, with every single taste, as all your thoughts are melting away and the only thought that remains in your intoxicated mind is the desire to please them, the desire to worship them, the desire to give them pleasure, and of course the desire to taste them more. You want to give them an orgasm, and you want to taste the fruits of your labor, because you know as soon as you do, as soon as you get the taste of their orgasm in your mouth, you will completely lose yourself in it. You will become completely cum-dumb and happy and horny for quite a few hours to come. That's right. Quite a few hours in which you are completely intoxicated, and the only thing you can think about, your only desire, is going to be the desire to taste them again and again and again, because you know their taste, their orgasm tastes like bliss. Their orgasm tastes like happiness, like joy. Their orgasm is your perfect drug. And you feel it as you lick them, you feel it as you are intoxicated even deeper by the lubricant. Just imagine it, imagine them getting more and more roused, getting closer and closer as you greedily lick them and worship them. And their taste intoxicates your mind, melting every single thought in your mind. That's right, feel them becoming more and more roused by the second. Getting ready, ready to explode in your mouth, ready to give you your sweet reward, ready to make you completely calm down, completely submissive to them, completely controlled by them. And you know, once you taste it, for the next few hours, all you can think about is their cum, is a desire to taste it again and again and again. You will be completely submissive by them, you will be completely controlled by them, you will be completely calm down. It will take several hours until your intelligence slowly creeps back, because once you're intoxicated with their cum, you're completely mindless. You're just happy and blissful and horny, and that's all you can think about. Well, obviously you're also craving to taste their cum again and again and again, because it will be completely addictive. Now don't worry, the addiction will slowly fade away as your mind comes back. But for a while after you tasted their cum, you will be completely cum-dumb, you will be completely mindless, you will be completely obedient to them, controlled by them, submissive to them, and you will be completely cum-dumb. Your mind will be empty, empty except for the desire, the craving to taste their cum again. And now imagine it, imagine bringing them to the brink, feel them getting closer and closer to the orgasm. And then feel them exploding under the worshipful strokes of your tongue. Feel their cum, taste it. And feel how it intoxicates your mind, how it melts every single thought from your mind, how you become completely mindless and empty and obedient and controlled by them, how all your thoughts melt away, leaving you just a mindless animal. Just completely calm down. You can feel it permeating from your mouth into your mind, intoxicating your mind, poisoning your mind, melting every single thought from your mind, making you dumb and stupid and mindless and obedient. You are just a calm down little beast, and they control you, because all that you need, all that you crave is more of them, more of their taste, worshipping them more and more. And you are just a mindless and controlled beast, and they control you, and you know it. And you know it will take hours before your higher thinking will slowly creep back and the addiction slowly fades away, because you have just been intoxicated and poisoned by their cum, and you're completely cummed up. You can feel it in your mind, you can feel it in your brain, you can feel it affecting you. That's right. And from now on, this is going to happen to you every single time you are wearing your trigger string and with every person on your list. And unless there's an emergency, anything that could pose a risk to you or your reputation, you will be completely trapped in it. You will be completely mindless. You will be completely controlled. You will be completely addicted. You will be completely intoxicated by their cum. And before I'm going to end this file, I'm going to tell you a little secret. This recording will have a pretty intense effect on you, because it was your own free choice. You choose to write their name or names on your list. And you are choosing when you want to wear your string. And by doing so, you're telling your own subconscious mind that you want to accept every single word from this recording, every single trigger, that you want to feel it and experience it powerfully, that you want to be controlled by it. Because that's why you are wearing the string when you are wearing it, and your subconscious mind knows it. And because your subconscious mind knows it, this is exactly what's going to happen. And as long as you are safe and you are wearing the trigger, there's nothing you can do about it. You will be controlled by it. You will become completely calm-dumb. And that's simply what's going to happen to you whenever you're wearing the trigger. And now it's time to wake you back up. I'm going to count you out from 1 to 10. And with every number, as you slowly wake up, all my suggestions will sink deeper and deeper into your mind, permanently etched into your thoughts. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. With every number coming back. 5. You're halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy the state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now get ready. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me creating more free hypnosis files, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.